U.S. relations with Latin America have changed dramatically during the Trump administration. Some of this is attributable to different immigration priorities and the president's rhetoric, but a number of nations have decided to go in their own directions, regardless of what the U.S. may think or do. The U.S. has been especially vocal when it comes to leadership and regime change in Venezuela. And at the recent G7 summit, there was a discussion about what Brazil should do about fires in the Amazon rainforest and whether that country's leadership should accept financial help to extinguish them. Guillaume Long is the former Minister of Foreign Affairs for Ecuador and is in the Valley for an event on Thursday night as part of ASU's Barrett the Honors College's Distinguished Global Leaders series. He's with me to discuss a few issues involving Latin America. Guillaume, how would you explain what's going on in the Amazon rainforest and how we got to this stage?
So I think the situation in Brazil is the consequence of a series of historic mistakes and wrongdoings over the last few years. I mean, it is a result of what I would call a coup. So locking up Lula and having this problematic president, Jair Bolsonaro, win the elections, which he was set to lose. And we're seeing in Brazil a responsible sort of, what I would call, it's my opinion, certainly, irresponsible government doing all sorts of complicated and problematic things, including environmentally. And one of the big policies of the Bolsonaro government is to empower what they call agribusiness in Brazil, sort of these aggressive landowners who burn a lot of the Amazon down in order to be able to plant essentially soybean, but also biofuels, so sugarcane, encroaching more and more on the Amazon in order to be able to export to different parts of the world, including Europe and China. Of course, Brazil should accept international help. Of course, the rest of the world should also respect Brazilian sovereignty over the Amazon, which is important, which is an important Brazilian concern. But I think we have to go back in history and understand where all this comes from. It's denial of democracy, which has led to the awful situation Brazilians face today and the Amazon faces today.
Guillaume, let's talk about Venezuela next. It seems as though we're hearing a lot more as far as U.S. perspective on Venezuela and what's going on there from the president, from the White House. Maybe there could be diplomacy going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Are you generally troubled by this bold rhetoric by the Trump administration about Venezuela's political situation?
Yeah, I think that I'm troubled by two things. I obviously think diplomacy is there to, well, it was probably invented to avoid war in the first place, right?
I think
diplomacy is important and we should sort of try and solve problems rather than make them worse. And I understand that politics plays a big role in every country and plays a big role in this country. And this is a pre-election year and it's probably going to get more rhetorical rather than less rhetorical as we go into 2020. Yeah, so I understand these things. But I also think that there is, beyond the rhetoric, a serious historical problem of double standards. So if you don't like the regime, then you show all the bad things about that regime, you politicize that fact, and then you start attacking it or sort of sanctioning it or imposing embargoes or doing, it's not the first time it's been done in history, right? If you're signaling one problem and not the other, and you're doing it for political reasons or because you prefer the ideological sort of nature of one government over another or because of your national security interests, or that then you're not playing a voluntaristic sort of altruistic role in the world. You're doing it for other reasons. So either you do it transparently and you say, well, this is for national security, but don't say you're doing it to save poor Venezuelans from their government, right? So I think double standards is an issue. I think most states have double standards. I don't think it's just the United States. I wouldn't say that. I think a lot of countries in the world have. But I do think that the sheer weight of Washington, of the United States in Latin America is so important that it becomes a bigger problem than when other countries have double standards. So, and also it has a negative impact on Latin Americans who start identifying these double standards and start having anti-imperialist, maybe you might call it, or anti more nationalist sort of political agenda, which at the end of the day does disservice to U.S. interests. So what will you have after these right-wing governments? Left-wing governments. And then you create this polarization when we could all get on pretty well in a democratic Western hemisphere where everybody respects each other, right?
Are you concerned the average American and the average Venezuelan or the average Colombian or whatever will be less inclined to be open to each other and learn more about each other's countries or cultures because when the leader of a country says certain nasty things about another country? Does that affect things on the ground level, do you think? And is that troubling?
Yeah, I think it affects things on the ground level. I think, in order to be able to be a hegemon or a leading power, and you need to have legitimacy. And you need to build agreements and consensus. And the United States has done that in the past in Latin America. You know, by and large, Latin America sided with the United States in the Cold War. And, you know, there were a few exceptions here and there. But by and large, you know, Latin Americans have accepted U.S. leadership. And there's a lot of admiration for the United States. And I think that's a good thing. But then when the United States acts in ways that Latin Americans might think is unfair or makes things worse instead of making things better, there was a first reaction during the Bush administration, the Bush Jr. administration, when Latin America as a continent turned to the left and sort of what was called the pink tide, so very heterogeneous. Not everybody was on the hard left. Some were more social democratic, some more center left. But by and large, Latin America turned to the left and told the United States, well, hang on, you know, we need a change. We need to redefine our relationship with you. Right now, it's turned back to the right. But all the polls show in a number of countries that if this right-wing cycle is not authoritarian, if it's democratic, and if the left is allowed to compete in free and fair elections, it will probably win in most countries. I think if the United States is to have a good relationship with Latin America in the long term, mm-hmm. it needs to move away from the backyard logic of thinking, right? This Latin America does not want to be the backyard of the United States. It wants to have a respectful relationship with the United States. But when there's a disagreement, it has to be dealt with diplomatically as sort of mature nations in the world system.
That is Guillaume Long, former Minister of Foreign Affairs for Ecuador. He'll be speaking Thursday night in Tempe as part of ASU's Barrett the Honors College.